Thunder Bay. Lakehead University kicked off its Research and Innovation Week with a virtual opening ceremony. The kickoff on Monday featured keynote speaker Seth Klein, team lead for the Climate Emergency Unit, a project of the David Suzuki Institute, whose talk is called Mobilizing Canada for the Climate Emergency. The opening ceremonies contained a video by local and provincial leaders including Thunder Bay Mayor Bill Morrow, who declared March 7 to March 11 to be Research and Innovation Week in Lakehead University and the City of Thunder Bay. Innovation is a key element in growing our local and regional economy and creating opportunities for people to find fulfilling careers and possibilities for growth and development, said Morrow. Lakehead University is a national leader in the area of research and innovation, and we are so very fortunate to have these efforts taking place in our city. Residents are invited to participate in Lakehead University's 17th Annual Research and Innovation Week, being held virtually from Monday, March 7 to Friday, March 11. Monday, March 7, at 1 p.m., the first Ignite video will be posted on social media. The video will feature a research project by Dr. Muntasir Billa, Civil Engineering, called Infrastructure Condition Assessment and Management During the COVID-19 Pandemic Using Artificial Intelligence. At 2 p.m., the Graduate Student Conference Poster Presentation Live Chat will be held. Students from all graduate programs are invited to present their research and compete with their programs colleagues in a poster presentation virtual format. At 3:30 p.m., Mitchell Tomasho's talk, To Know the World, A New Vision for Environmental Learning, will be held. At 5 p.m., Dr. Pauline Samashima will lead a virtual art tour called Climate Action in Action. At 7 p.m., Dr. Reedon Tworock, Professor of Mathematical Virology, University of York, will present a talk called Viral Disease Through the Lens of Geometry. Tuesday, March 8, starting at 12 p.m., Drs. Ellen Field and Paul Berger and several graduate students will discuss student reflections on climate change education courses at Lakehead. At 1 p.m., Ignite Video 2 will launch on social media. This video will feature a research project by Dr. Angela Hovey called Shelter Access for All Women, Creating a Harm Reduction Framework. Ework. At 1:30 p.m., Semi Saw. M.A. will host Teaching for Climate Action. The Bor-Alaskan Faculty of Law is catalyzing communities of future climate leaders. At 3 p.m., Dr. Ellen Field and collaborators will discuss the findings of policy incoherence and uneven coverage, a review of climate change education within Canadian curriculum texts. At 4:30 p.m., the 3-minute thesis graduate student conference will be held, followed by the 3-minute research graduate student conference at 6 p.m. At 7 p.m., Lenore Kishig and Anishinaabekwe, a journalist, storyteller, poet, and children's author, will host Stories of the Land from Residential and Indian Day School to Present Day. Wednesday, March 9. On Wednesday at 9 a.m., a group of researchers will participate in a panel discussion called Climate Change and Political Action, Lessons from India, Uruguay and Canada. At 10 a.m., Lakehead will hold the Undergraduate Student Conference Poster Competition Live Chat, followed by the Undergraduate Student Conference Oral Presentations at 12:30 p.m. At 1 p.m., Lakehead will post Ignite Video Number 3 on social media, featuring Dr. Saw M. Salem's research project called Towards Enhanced Fire-Resistant Mass Timber Buildings for Canadians. At 5 p.m., Dr. Pauline Saw M. Ashima will host Session 2 of the Climate Action in Action Art Tour. At 7 p.m., Dr. Kelsey Leonard will host a talk called Indigenous Water Justice for Planetary Well-Being. Thursday, March 10, on Thursday at 11 a.m., several Lakehead professors will discuss their exciting research in Celebrating Lakehead University's faculty-authored monographs. At 12:30 p.m., 2021 Distinguished Researcher Drive, Ed Rwana will host a discussion called Strength-Based Strategies for Parents and Educators to Promote Mental Wellness and Resiliencies in Children and Youth. At 2 p.m. 2021 Distinguished Researcher Drive, Mitchell Albert will host a talk called How Hyperpolarized MRI Changed the Fields of Pulmonary and Neuroimaging. At 5 p.m., Lakehead will hold the Research and Innovation Awards of Excellence. Friday, March 11. On Friday at 2 p.m., Dr. Rita Wong from Emily Carr University of Art and Design will host a discussion called Follow the Water, Stand with the Land. To register for any of these events, visit this website.